You save us! You help us!
We are protectors!
Hey everyone, and welcome to I'm Not Here to Make Friends. This is turning into a Big Brother podcast.
Big Brother podcast.
Wee. I'm Allison.
And I'm Brian.
And all the way under the egg crate rainbow is everybody's favorite, Big Brother Mike.
Yeah.
Hey Allison. Hey Brian. How are you?
Hey buddy.
We're doing good.
I am sad. I'm happy. I'm sad, and I'm hopeful.
This has been a roller coaster of emotions this week for Big Brother. Not gonna lie.
And especially Big Brother Mike.
But
Because I am happy, I am sad, and I am hopeful.
I get it. I get it now.
I don't think so. Because I am happy, I am sad, and I am hopeful.
I don't get it.
Okay, because I'm happy, because right before Big Brother season started, the Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup.
Right.
Okay, so now I'm sad because this is now the penultimate podcast for the Big Brother season, but then I'm hopeful because we won't know until, we won't be able to, like, do until next year's podcast that the Cubs won the World Series this year.
That ain't gonna happen.
Because it was predicted. We all know that the predictions are out there that the Cubs are gonna win the World Series. We've seen it. It's been out there for 3 years.
Cubs fans think they're gonna win the World Series because of Back to the Future 2. And yeah, yes, their excuses, yes, for losing so long is a goat and Bartman.
Yes, I am putting all my eggs in one basket, and I'm betting on the curse of the goat being lifted by Back to the Future prophecies.
Here's my idea.
Just saying.
Blackhawks won the World Cup.
No, they didn't win the World Cup. They don't even play soccer.
Yeah.
The Stanley Cup.
That sounds wrong, but I'm too dumb to know why. Thank you, Mike.
Blackhawks on the stand. That was a misspeak on my part. I'm sorry.
Understand. Just being a smartass, that's all.
That's my job. Stanley Cup. So yes. Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup. If the Cubs win the World Series.
Yes.
And CM Punk wins his debut in UFC. I'm pretty sure they need to add another star to the Chicago flag.
Well, what was the disaster? All the rioting in the streets?
It's not about disasters. It's about important events. One of them was like the World's Fair. One of the stars is for like the World's Fair. One of the stars was for the Great Chicago Fire. One of the stars was for that day Jimmy ate, that footlong dog.
In 10 seconds.
I forget what the other two are, but I know.
I think one of them had to do with Oprah. I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure another was when Oprah came.
Or Michael Jordan
Jerry
won his
Springer.
Lawsuit against Dominix. I don't know.
Jerry Springer. I don't know.
When they got rid of all the Illinois Nazis.
Or some kind of weird stock crash. I don't know. However, I think that if these things happen all within 365 days of each other, we totally need to put another star on the Chicago flag. There is nothing more Chicago. You've got, even if just the Cubs win the World Series, it needs to be another Chicago flag star. That's all I'm saying. I will sign that petition. But I will say the Cubs did win today. Against the Cardinals,
yep.
The St. Louis Cardinals. We have, even though the Cardinals...
Yes, they did. And they were just being headhunters today.
Even...
Yesterday and today. Just
and we beat them yesterday, too. So here's the thing. St. Louis Cardinals, they may be number one, right? They're number one. I can't compete with that. Can't argue that.
We're number three.
We are number three. But listen to this statistic. Out of the last 8 times we have gone against the St. Louis Cardinals, we have beaten them 6. That's a pretty impressive statistic.
Why can't you beat all the other teams then if you could be the best one 6
out
of 8 times?
All of a sudden the fucking Phillies will come and break our streak for some goddamn reason. We'll have like a 10-game streak, an 8-game streak, a 9-game streak, and then like...
You're telling me is the Cubs can beat the Cardinals, but nobody else can, but other teams can beat the Cubs, and that's why the Cardinals are doing so well. Unless they play the Cubs or the Cardinals kryptonite, the Cardinals are so good, they're the Superman beating everybody's ass until they gotta fight Batman with his kryptonite ring, which is the Cubs, who takes him down. Interesting. Yep. I like this analogy.
There you go. But I still think we got a shot. We got a shot. We're not out.
If you were in second.
It's a lock. It's a lock.
Yeah.
If you were in second, I would be very happy for you.
I mean, I'm just going to be happy that we're going to the playoffs, probably.
That's true. Well, you had the supermarket tell you you were.
I think that's a lock. I mean, the number is six now.
Yeah, it's pretty much a lock for the playoffs. They're already auctioning off playoff tickets. I mean, that in itself is pretty amazing. But I was in the grocery market 2 weeks ago, last week?
No, just last week.
And I was wearing my Bears shirt. And I'm pretty sure it's not even my shirt. It's an inherited shirt.
Yeah, you're not a Bears fan.
It's an inherited shirt from like the 70s. It's an inherited shirt from like the 80s. And
at least you're not a Packers fan.
I don't even really care about football. So it's opening weekend, right? Is that what they call it in football? Opening weekend? I don't know. It's the first day games. It's the first Sunday of football.
Yeah.
Okay? It's the first Sunday of football. And I'm wearing my Bears shirt, and I'm in the grocery store with Brian, and this guy who's wearing a shirt that just very blandly says Alaska, like no graphic, it just says Alaska. And I was like, it's a strange shirt. But he comes up to me, and he goes, oh, too bad about your Bears. And the Bears had lost. And I said, yeah, I know. And then I said, you know, between them and the Cubs sometimes it's heartbreaking. And he goes, oh, well, yeah, and he high fives me. And he goes, oh, but the Cubbies are getting, they're in the playoffs.
Yeah,
and I was like, yeah, you know, I'm pretty solid with that. You know, at least I got that. Screw the Bears. But Cubbies this year. This has got to be it. And if we get there, I just have to, like, go home to Chicago.
All
just
right.
Stand outside. And
seriously, guys, can Sports Corner be over?
Okay, Sports Corner is over. But
we're going to burn this mother down.
Burn it down! Maybe there needs to be two extra stars if that happens. One for the winning the World Series, another one for the fire that happens when Chicago burns.
The second great Chicago fire.
Can't blame it on a cow this time.
Yep. All right, so before we get into Big Brother, though...
Holy cow!
Brian, we both need to
Really
do something here. That was a good one. Did you hear that?
So what are you drinking?
Sponsor Corner. Not really. I'm drinking an Arizona Arnold Palmer half iced tea, half lemonade.
And I'm drinking a Cherry Lime Ricky, also from the Arizona... Fruit company. Tea company. Well, it's got fruit in it. There's no tea in this one. Arizona Fruit Company.
It's a soda.
Arizona Fruit Company. What do you got, Big Brother Mike?
I've got a low-cal, sodium-free diet raspberry phosphate soda.
Sounds good.
No, I don't. I've got coffee.
Oh, yeah. I knew something didn't sound right.
Yeah.
They made raspberry phosphates.
Well, it is
chocolate and vanilla phosphates are fantastic,
Brian.
And I've heard cherry phosphate, but a raspberry phosphate?
It's 2015, Brian. On the raspberry phosphate train.
Do you guys know that they've got a lot more different flavors of Tootsie Pops now?
No, they've had those for years, man.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I was just going to say banana and pomegranate in
banana?
This.
Banana and pomegranate.
So, raspberry's been around for a while, though.
Yeah.
Really?
I've had the pomegranate. The pomegranate's pretty good. My favorite still is the blue one, though. I don't know what flavor it is, but it's blue. I like the blue followed by the orange. And I usually hate orange flavor things. I hate orange candies. I don't like orange Starburst or Skittles or gummy bears. I give those away to Brian.
Yeah.
And I don't eat them. But for some reason, the orange Tootsie Pops, I'll eat those.
That was one of the criteria when you got married, right?
That he eats the orange things?
To give her all my green Necco wafers.
Yes.
Right.
It's the exchange.
Like,
somebody got to eat these green Mike and Ikes because it ain't going to be me.
I love green Mike and Ikes.
I don't like the green and I don't like the yellow.
Those are my favorite.
Mike and Ike, you just
Survivor Carol
Kettle. You don't sort
Mike and
Ike.
That's weird. You eat them all together.
And the red. No.
You eat Mike and Ike together.
No. You eat the caller separately.
No.
Yes.
I had a friend say that she, for the first time, and mind you, this woman in her mid-30s, she just ate a handful of Skittles without sorting them out. And I'm like, good, because Skittles are delicious that way. Don't sort them. Just get all that crazy candy flavor in your mouth. It's good.
What I want to know...
Stop sorting your candies, people.
What I want to know is, why are they called...
Yes, Vanessa.
There's like three flavors or four flavors.
I don't... Well, because they were... You don't know this story, actually?
No.
This is a story where Brian knows something. All right, so there was...
Brian's corner.
Yeah, Brian's candy corner.
So right after...
Brian's crazy candy corner.
Right after Sports Corner.
Mike and Ike, Mike and Ike candies were, I think the spokesmodels were these two midgets named Mike and Ike. And they didn't make the candy, but they were famous midgets, and they're-
Wait, so you're telling me midgets didn't originally make this candy?
Well, no, it was like, it's like Willy Wonka's candy, you know, Willy Wonka didn't really make it, because there's no fucking Willy Wonka, but there really was a Mike and an Ike. And they were terrors. And they got kicked off the Wizard of Oz, and they were fixed because they were supposed to be Munchkins, and they threw so many parties with all the other Munchkins while they were trying to film Wizard of Oz. Like, they were famous partying midgets in Hollywood, and they got their own candy endorsement deal out of it, Mike and Ike's, and they were Mike and Ike. And that's where the name Mike and Ike comes from.
Gotcha.
Rowdy, famous. They were like the Hiltons of their day. They were the Kardashians of their day. But they were little people.
And this has been Brian's Candy Corner.
See, and you learned.
By Mike and Ike.
Alright, let's get into Big Brother. When we last left off.
10 minutes later.
Where we last left off, we did not know who was HOH. We're in the Over the Rainbow Egg Crate competition. Chicken Wire competition. This is, last week we were saying how, you know, Vanessa should not win this.
Should not.
Should not win this.
It would be bad.
It would be bad.
Be worthless.
Would be awful, and it would be not behoove her to do that. And you should let Johnny Mac get it.
And of course, in true Big Brother 17 style.
Of course, Vanessa takes it.
Yep.
And Liz takes the luxury. Now, the luxury. Remember when we were like, oh, it's going to be a trip outside the house, which means it's just like a night out. It's going to suck. They're never good. Yeah, this time it's a trip with Frankie Grande to go see an Ariana Grande concert.
Boo!
Who wants to shine like a Frankie?
I just would have jumped off a bridge instead.
It would have been so funny.
I would have been in the Big Brother oven.
Would have been so funny if Liz said, oh my God, I thought this was a luxury. It's a penalty. Oh my God.
And you know, I just don't, I know that they want to like milk that dry, but get out. No, don't bring him back. I hate him.
Absolutely. But they got their Grande swag bags, Allison.
They got these, so I don't know if we missed anything from in between when that happened and when that happened, but Vanessa's HOH, Liz has the luxury. Of course, Vanessa is immediately going into paranoia mode, and oh my God, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
We all knew that was going to happen once we heard this.
Why did I win? I'm so competitive that video message from Meg just made me strong.
Meg,
whatever. She's not going to be with her long.
Well, if she wins, she will. I wouldn't leave somebody who just won $500,000.
I think that Vanessa's one of these opportunistic lesbians.
Okay.
I just say it's sort of like the actress who was with the talk show.
Ellen DeGeneres, Anne Heche.
Vanessa's the Anne Heche.
I don't know enough about any of these people to really say anything, but your opinion is yours.
It's been duly noted.
I've noted your opinion in the log.
I'm just going to sort of do a Donald Trump podcast today. Whatever pops into my fucking head, I'm just going to come out and say it.
We have a Muslim problem here in America. I saw that how many times on the news this week from that thing.
But it took the soup to actually zoom in on the people in the background when that guy was saying it and watching all their heads shake and be like, who let this guy on the mic?
Oh, my goodness.
We're looking into that, though. We're checking it out.
We're duly noted. Duly noted. So we get to Frankie comes in. Who wants? What did he say when he came in?
Who wants to shine like a Frankie? You already said it. That's exactly what he said.
What does that mean?
He had glitter all over him, and he threw glitter up in the air.
He looked sweaty and sparkly. That's gross.
When he was hugging everybody, and when Johnny Mac hugged him, he just went, "Wow, you're covered in glitter." Like, that was everybody's reaction. Now they find out they're going to an Ariana Grande concert, and Liz gets to pick someone to go with her. Now during the competition, she said, "I won the luxury. I'm going to take whoever wins HOH with me." So Vanessa said, "Well, let's see if Liz really keeps her word." Liz keeps her word. You're going to take Vanessa, not because she won HOH, but because this has girl trip written all over it. Now, if I was in the Big Brother house and they said, "Allison, this has girl trip written all over it," I would have immediately grown a penis just so I didn't have to go. I don't know how I would do it, but I would, so I didn't have to go.
I don't understand the whole thing. I mean, when you're down to the final spot.
About growing a penis?
No, that's relatively simple. I did that as a baby. But I mean, if you're down to the final five and they're saying, "Oh, there's this luxury trip," and Liz wins it, so Liz has absolutely no game. So pick me to go out of the house so the other three people left in the house can do nothing but talk game and talk shit against me, and I can't control it. I don't know who's talking about who. I'm not going. I was surprised she went because the paranoia had to set in.
You would think.
You know, what is Austin talking to Steve about? Is Steve and Johnny Mac plotting against me? This is such a bad thing for me to do.
Yeah, absolutely. They couldn't.
And then what was the whole deal with them being all in disguise and makeup disguise?
I don't know. I was just going to talk about that, especially when they were just put into, like, a sweet box.
Yeah, they were there hours before anybody was even.
Well, I do know for a fact when they were leaving, they didn't wait too long, and somebody saw them leaving and yelled, "Hey, Vanessa," because it's Vanessa just with purple hair. That was not a good disguise, as was Liz's disguise, where she went from long blonde to short redhead. But yeah, there was someone who recognized Vanessa, yelled, "Hey, Vanessa," as they were getting into their limos back to the Big Brother house.
Oh, really?
And realized that they were had left. So, yeah, they got there hours ahead of time, but they left around the same time as everyone else.
Ah, gotcha. But they still put them in a sweet box. They could have got them out in a different fashion.
Yeah.
This was just a waste. And, of course, Frankie is there saying, "Well, these are my makeup people. I have the best makeup people in all of L.A. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
Why do you have makeup people?
They're terrific. They're the best of the makeup people that you can ever get. It's going to be wonderful. You're going to look like a star.
They're going to put this hat on you that says "Make America Great" again. So I like to keep off the "again." Just "Make America Great."
Barack Obama did that for the last 8 years, 6 years, 6.5 years.
Your opinion is duly noted in the log. I don't want this to turn into a political Twitter rant.
That's okay, because we're only going to have Twitter one more time next week. That's what's great about being the Pentultimate podcast, because we can get all the venom in next week, and we'll be talking about, like, an hour and a half show, and it's the, you know.
It's all going to be about Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, it's not like we're going to be really reading a whole lot of the Twitters, you know, next week. So it's like, okay, we can say whatever we want this week. This is excellent.
This is the last week to have response.
So I hate when I go, "So," I hate that. It's something I do, and I absolutely
just start
hate
saying,
it.
"So, duh, root beer." As soon as you say "so," everyone's like, "Ooh, the DP tray and Dr. Rupier, Pepper. Let's do it." Rupier. Like, everyone loves soda.
They do. They get a swag bag. It's full of stupid.
It's full of these cat ear things that remind me of goddamn Josie and the Pussycats movie. I would trust that. You're going to brainwash all these girls.
And you got the new scent, right?
Of course the new scent that everybody is going to buy. It's going to fly off the shelves. I've got mine pre-ordered.
It's gross.
When you spray it on, I'm pretty sure it's going to melt your skin off. However, I do want to kind of talk about the fact that you mentioned a lot of plotting and things when they're gone. We didn't see any of it.
Nope.
It seemed like they just kind of hung out and were bros.
I don't think there were any.
Yeah. I don't know.
Johnny was sleeping. Steve was thinking about his mother. And Austin couldn't wait for Liz to come back.
He was just there sniffing his finger.
Correct.
Wistfully.
Gross.
Can you sniff a finger wistfully?
I'm sure Austin found a way.
Someone send me a picture of you sniffing your finger wistfully.
Wistful sniffing.
Wistful finger sniffing. We get to the nominations, and everybody knows that these nominations are nothing. I mean, it really comes down to the POV, because whoever wins the POV is the only one voting.
No, not this week. Not this time. This is Final Five.
This is Final Five, not
Final Four.
Totally.
So no, it is. It does make
sense. I forgot we had the special two evictions.
No, because this is important, because now that Vanessa, the whole reason that Vanessa shouldn't have been HOH is because now she's got to figure out, am I putting up Steve and Johnny? Am I putting up Liz or Austin? Am I putting up one of each of them and letting them fight it out for the power of veto? No, so this is important.
I forgot that there were two. I forgot. You guys, I forgot.
Oh, you're fired.
So Vanessa ends up putting up Johnny and Steve.
Yeah.
And they feel a little betrayed. You can kind of see it on their face because they thought they were pretty solid and the game plan was to get out Austin and Liz, get them out, be done. And that was then be their final three. And Vanessa and Johnny were talking about being final two, you know, and that's what they wanted. And Steve had a final two with Vanessa as well. Mm-hmm. So puts up Steve and Johnny Mack. And I say, oh, no, not my Johnny Mac.
But it's like, you know, at that point I went, you know, you guys really deserved it after that last double eviction being big pussies. I still am holding a grudge from that night.
I can hear it in your voice. We get to the POV. Now, this POV has got to be won. It has got to be won by Johnny Mac or Steve. I don't even really care who. I would prefer Johnny Mac so that Johnny Mac is 100% safe.
Yeah.
And then I'm hoping Loser Austin gets put up. So we get to the POV. And what was the POV in this? This was the puzzle one. This was the magnetic puzzles. The magnetic puzzles.
The life in pieces magnetic puzzles.
Right. So they're going to get to see life in pieces.
The pilot episode of a new CBS show.
Someone knows.
But remember when they used to show on movies? Now they just show. And then last year, it was like at least hour-long pilots. Now it's just like a half-hour pilot.
I don't even think they saw the pilot. I think they saw like a trailer.
No, they showed them the trailer to get them pumped and excited for the competition.
Right.
But then we didn't see them go watch the pilot later. Right. I thought that's what they were winning, right? Yeah. I don't know.
So the thing with this is Johnny Mack is sitting here, and he's crazy and or stupid. And he's like, I might throw this.
Throw it to Austin.
I might throw this. Throw it to Austin. Solidify over there. Why? Why would you do this? Why? No, you must win. You must win. So Johnny, this is the competition where they have to put a puzzle together, but they have to run across a balance beam and hit a buzzer every 10 seconds? 20 seconds.
Yeah.
And if they don't hit it in time, the magnets fall and all your pieces fall. And they have to run across this balance beam. If they fall off the balance beam, your magnetic pieces fall. You're not eliminated. And if you
time out at the 20 seconds, you've got 10 seconds to remagnetize your board.
Or else you're out.
Reset your clock or else you're out.
You're out. It's very important to keep your eye on your timer.
Yes.
Time management is always important.
Time management is of the essence.
POV.
So we get to this competition. Now, there's several different strategies, right? There's the people that are trying to build it up on the board. There's people who are trying to build it at the bottom. And then there's Vanessa, who chooses not to do anything. She's trying to build it on the ground, but she's not paying attention to the timer at all. So she lets the timer run out, and then she lets the 10 seconds run out, and Vanessa's the first one out within, like, 30 seconds.
Yep. Just, I could not believe it.
What an idiot.
Like,
Johnny Mac, incredibly smart. So what his strategy was to build the puzzle on... Don't worry about the magnets. And then just get your pieces together and where they need to go on in the trough that they had. And he would let the timer run out, and then he would just run across the grass. He wouldn't even worry about the balance beam because it's already out. There's nothing to demagnetize. Yeah. So he would run across the grass really fast, re-hit the button, go across the balance beam, settle up his pieces. As soon as the timer ran out and he had the 10 seconds to go back, he would go to the grass, run across really fast, hit the button. He was so smart. So smart.
Very smart.
He ends up winning it.
So they'll be changing those comp rules next year.
Probably. I would think so. Probably. So Steve
have them over alligators, like a pit of alligators. So you can't go in there.
Spikes,
yeah.
With past contestants in there.
Oh.
So JM wins the POV.
Yes, he does.
Now, there was some controversy. There was some controversy about this.
Mm-hmm.
The house guests did not like just the way this it was set up. Liz's balance beam broke one time. There was problems with Steve's clock one time. There was our Johnny Mac's clock. There was problems with Steve's magnet board, so they had to stop the game a couple of times. So the rhythm that you sort of build up.
Right.
You know, so you lose that a little bit when you have to start and stop. So the house guests were not really excited about the game, and they weren't excited about the outcome, of course. At least 60% of the house guests weren't.
So this was a good competition. I'm glad that Johnny Mac won. He really needed to win this. Johnny Mac takes himself off the block. Austin goes up.
Yeah.
Now, this is an eviction episode. Now, this was taped before, and it's not a live eviction, but it was taped before. And so now Steve and Johnny Mac are discussing, well, what do we do? Right? Because, you know, do we let Vanessa? Because so obviously Liz is going to stay to keep Austin. Obviously, Johnny Mac wants to vote to keep Steve. Vanessa's going to be the tie-breaking vote. So Vanessa was kind of talking like, well, do you just want to get out Steve and not have me, you know, not have me break the vote? And, you know, Johnny Mac decides not to do that. He throws his vote to Steve. Liz throws her vote to Austin. Vanessa has to get the ultimate blood on her hands, the bloodiest of Red Tim's blood on her hands.
I think she wanted that, though.
She told Austin he was good, though. Like, he did not think this was going to happen.
Oh, no, he did not think this was
going
to happen.
When Vanessa voted him out, he was blindsided. He had no shoes on. He was 100% blindsided. His interview with Chewy was good. I mean, he was saying how this was an opportunity to get back to the entertainment world when he got hurt with wrestling, but then he found Liz and he loves Liz and that's so great. And now I fight for her in the jury because I want her to win.
Because Vanessa scumbagged me.
She didn't have to do it like that. She didn't have to do it like that. We had a final deal. We could have just done that, you know. But he didn't even have shoes on. Shoeless Judas. Hashtag Shoeless Judas.
Judas.
And we have another eviction episode the next day.
Yeah.
So the HOH competition was a true or false? What was it? What was the HOH competition?
Yeah, I think it was. It was the true or false, wasn't it?
No, was that the second one in the day?
No, because it was Liz.
No, it was it was the bleep.
Oh, yes, it was the bleep. It was the bleep, which I did really well at playing along at home, by the way.
Yeah, you did.
How did you do? playing along?
Nah, I did okay.
How did you do playing along?
People, I did good.
I
knew most of them without needing any of the...
Johnny...
Didn't need to be confused by multiple choices.
Right, right. Johnny really needed to win this one.
Mm.
He needed it for his Big Brother resume. He really needed to win it. It came down to him and Steve. And this is where sometimes I wonder how smart Steve really is. This is where I wonder. So it came down to a tiebreaker, right, between Steve and Johnny Mac. Now, Steve just should have thrown this to Johnny. I mean, I know there's no way to throw a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
But he could have gone just 8 million, right, thrown it, right? The question was, how long in seconds did the Over the Rainbow Egg Challenge last?
Yeah.
So they're both trying to do the math. Johnny Mac throws out a number of like 3,600. Steve throws out a number
2,600.
No, he did 3,600 because he went over. It was 3,600, and Steve put a number of...
Oh, that's right.
601.
Of 601, which means that he thought that competition was 10 minutes. 10 minutes. And then he goes, oh, my God, it was blind luck. I missed a zero. Wait a minute. You thought it was 100 minutes?
It was 100 minutes, yeah.
Neither one is good. Now, Johnny Mac, the actual answer was about 2,500. Johnny Mac went over by default, because this is the closest without going over type of competition. Steve wins. And I'm like, well, this might still be okay. Might still be okay, right?
Well, Steve has a very good opportunity now to actually play a good game.
True. Very true.
I agree to that. However, I really want...
But, of course, getting back to what you were bringing up before, though, this one really doesn't matter. All Steve bought himself this week was safety.
Yes.
What he didn't buy himself was the real opportunity to really choose who he wanted to go home. Mm-hmm. He could put up any of the two remaining house guests as nominees. It really doesn't matter.
Right.
Because the person who has the ultimate power that week is the person that wants the POV. And, of course, the ultimate power was if Steve was able to win POV also, and then remove his own nomination and let the person he removed make the, make the choice.
Which would have made for such good television. So I doubt we're going to see that. So in this POV competition, everybody plays.
Yes.
And we get Beast Mode Cowboy back to host.
Yeah.
Much better than Jesse.
Showing off his Judy chops.
They go outside, and it's the Big Brother dojo. And Beast Mode comes out, and he's in his gi. For those of you that don't know, well, I guess what is it called in karate?
It's a gi.
Is it a gi?
Yeah.
Because I know in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, it's a gi.
It's a gi.
It's a gi. So
it's your special karate bathrobe.
Gi or no gi?
Do no Judy chops.
He comes out. He's doing all his Beast Mode Cowboy Judy chops.
These monkey rolls.
I liked seeing Caleb. Did you like seeing Caleb?
I actually did, for as much as I did not like Caleb last time we saw him on the show. Like, I really enjoyed him hosting this competition.
What about you, Big Brother Mike? Did you enjoy Caleb?
Well, you know, after you followed it up from Frankie, well, yeah.
After you followed it up from Jesse to Frankie,
I'd like Chima.
At that point, your expectations are not very high.
If there was there was a competition that included sour grapes, maybe Sheila.
She would have been a good host of the how many versus how many. How many sour grapes are in this bowl, and how many sour grapes are in my hand?
Here's what three bitter jury members look like.
So this one is a competition where Beast Mode asks a question saying, on what day did this happen? And there is a Street Fighter 2 type looking character with two buttons on him, one by his feet and by his shin, and one by his punching hand. One of them goes up 5, one of them goes up 1, and so he'll give you what day. You have to go over and tap the buttons correctly, and hit your buzzer to lock in your answer. Now, you have two lives in this game. So if you get one wrong, you're not immediately out, but you only have two lives.
Yeah.
So if you get two wrong, you're out.
All right, not wrong, but the last person to buzz in.
Or the last person to buzz in.
Because if you're wrong, you just get to go.
You get to go again. Yeah, so you're the last person to buzz in. You're absolutely correct. I should have clarified. If you're the last person to buzz in, you're out. But you had two lives, and that rock and rolls. If you're out and you lose a life, Caleb gets to Judy chop your name off a board, which I thought was hilarious.
That was really cool.
Now, it came down to Steve,
mm-hmm.
Vanessa, and Johnny Mac. Liz was out almost instantly.
Yeah. Not that Steve lasted much longer.
We're getting there. For some reason, Steve decided to throw this POV. And you can tell. And it's been confirmed.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Why did Steve throw this POV? He had a moment where he kept, like, counting on his fingers. He was like, in his diary rooms, he didn't mention that he threw it. But
I have no idea why he really threw it. I mean, Liz was out. You really want to have, you want to have Johnny Mac win this thing. And why, or you?
Yeah.
I mean, why would you not want to have ultimate power? I mean, if your goal was really to get rid of Vanessa, then okay, you win POV, you put her up. Even if Liz votes to keep her and Johnny votes to send her out, you still are the tiebreaker. You send her out. There's no downside not winning.
There would be no tiebreak. It's an odd number.
Oh, no, that's right. That's right. So it would just be Johnny Mac then making the decision.
But here's the thing. So we didn't even say who was on the block. It's Johnny Mac and Liz.
Yeah.
On the block. So Johnny Mac winning the POV, he takes himself down. No blood there.
Yep.
There's nothing for you to do there. You have to put up Vanessa. There's no one else to put up. So he really does want Johnny Mac to win this because it's not, because having that ultimate power and taking someone down to kind of, quote unquote, backdoor, even though that's not really what backdoor is, but people use that term incorrectly now, so it's just the term people use.
It's just the terms backdoor and floater have completely changed from what they originally meant to be.
Yeah, so to backdoor Vanessa, can you imagine if he did that? Vanessa would just be like the Brahma Bull.
That would be great for his resume.
It would be great for his resume.
At this point, Steve needs some resume building, and that would have been perfect. But, of course, sometimes that doesn't work. The best laid plans sometimes run awry when just the wrong person ends up winning a POV.
Now, tell me all about Steve and how we know he threw the POV, because in the broadcast, are you making paper airplanes?
I'm looking at my notes.
Oh, you're looking at your notes? Because we're hearing a lot of paper rustling over there, Walter Cronkite.
Well, it's like the day Kennedy was shot. There's
a lot of Russell.
I'm getting a lot of, like, last-minute bulletins coming in.
Gotcha.
From the staff.
Gotcha.
They're telling me, oh, my God, how can you say that? There was only one person. There was no two people on the – just like you corrected me, I got papers thrown at me about. There's only one person that can go up, stupid.
So how – tell me about –
Well, when we went to the live feed, Steve was in his room crying to himself, apologizing to his mom about – how he just lost $50,000 by throwing that POV. For some reason, he thought that, it was going to be fine to either have Vanessa or Johnny Mac win.
And he's wrong.
Oh, he's definitely wrong.
He's wrong. He needed himself or Johnny Mac to win that. That's why sometimes I wonder, how smart is Steve really? That should be a new game show. How smart is Steve really? Because he's had two, the math, and he didn't need to win
there. When you're in the middle of the game, maybe you can't think
straight. He didn't need to win this HOH. He could have thrown it to Johnny. Johnny could have got something on his resume, right? Thrown it to Johnny. No.
Well, see, there's a problem. I would go for this HOH because if you don't win the POV, then you could be going home. It would be reverse this. Johnny Mac wins HOH. And he puts Vanessa and Liz up on the block, mm-hmm. and Vanessa wins HOH, wins POV, and Johnny Mac and Steve goes back on the block. Who does Vanessa evict? Vanessa evict Steve.
Probably.
So you've got to go for the HOH. I wouldn't be throwing
Here's the problem.
HOHs.
Here's the problem with that. I'm biased, and I like Johnny Mack.
Oh, okay.
I want him to win.
So you don't really want me at the end of this podcast to tell you the route that Liz has to go to win Big Brother?
No, because if she wins Big Brother, I'd burn down the city of Los Angeles. I'm going straight to CBS Studios on Radford. And I'm just going to, with a bow and arrow that is on fire Robin Hood style, like Kevin Costner Robin Hood, and I'm just going to set the backyard ablaze.
Well, good thing that you guys are West Coast time. It'll be 2 hours before you'll even know that it's over.
Yeah, they'll be gone. They'll already be at
It'll just be dollars. Jeff. It'll be Jeff giving out dollar store gifts in the backyard.
Oh, giving Fruity Loopies out? Vanessa, it comes down to Vanessa and Johnny Mack, and I'm cheering for Johnny Mack so hardcore.
Yeah.
Vanessa ends up winning. She ends up winning.
I was gonna say you very twinsied that.
And I'm so angry because I know what this means. You know what this means, and I know, there's like a 60-40 chance I know what this means.
Yeah.
She's got a final two with Johnny Mack, but she's got a final two with everybody.
Yep.
It means nothing. She, during the final speeches, Liz, you know, oh, I'm so happy that I just got to experience this, and you guys are so great. I'm Liz, Johnny Mack.
Yep.
Says, if you want to see me beg, you won't be disappointed. Which...
I think you messed it up.
No,
yeah.
I did not. He said you won't be disappointed, which is wrong.
If they came to see me beg, they will be disappointed.
No, that's what it says in Halo. If you listen to what he said, he was saying he is not above begging.
He messed it up.
And then he goes, the Arbiter. The Arbiter is a character in Halo 2.
Yes.
And everybody in the video game, is watching this character, like, be sentenced to being the Arbiter, which is, like, terrible in Halo, I guess. And he uses this quote. Now, the actual quote is, if they've came to see me beg, they'll be disappointed.
Who did the voice of the Arbiter?
Who?
Old friend Keith David.
Oh, there you go. The
guy who does everything.
There you go. So... that's the line now. I believe he said in actual Big Brother is if what Johnny Mack says is if you've come to see me beg, you won't be disappointed, meaning he's begging.
Yeah.
But the line, I could be wrong. I would have to go back and watch it. Regardless, that's the quote. If everybody was wondering what the hell he was talking about, he was talking about Halo 2. Once again, showing me Allison Nowacki watching the TV.
Yeah, it took me a while to figure out what that meant because I said, that's just like a Johnny Mack-ism. I just figured out you're going to do t-shirts with, I'm the Arbiter, Johnny Mack. But it wasn't until you got onto the, into the blogosphere, the Big Brother blogosphere later that I found.
Well, I immediately just Googled the Arbiter.
No. Yeah.
And because.
I thought he said the Army because he says he has that little Johnny Mack talking and.
And Brian thought he said the Army and I went back and I listened to it like 9 times and I'm like, no, he said the Arbiter. I didn't know. I don't play Halo. I play games like Batman and Legos and whatever.
Yeah.
I don't play
a lot of first-person shooters. You're not going to play
Halo. Don't play first-person shooters.
Even though that game is huge.
I thought he said, I am the passenger.
He went, the Arbiter. So I looked up the Arbiter immediately as the show was over on the West Coast. And he took me to Halo 2. Then I looked up Halo 2, if they've come to see me... bag, yeah. They won't be disappointed, and then it took me straight to the quote about the Arbiter and what it's all about. So, to like the Halo Wiki.
Anti-hero alien.
Yes. So it took me right to like the Halo Wiki. And I looked it up and I told Brian, I said, oh, this is what it was, and let's talk about it on the show. But then
you're a little geekster.
I'm totally a geek. I am a geek and a nerd, it's okay.
It is very true.
So, Vanessa sends home.
Johnny Mack.
Johnny Mack. Which
he knew it. I mean, you could tell.
Yeah, he knew.
That he knew it ahead of time.
He
saw how excited other people were.
At least he was dressed nicer this time, as opposed to being ready to potentially play.
Yeah.
In, like, his kid's soccer uniform. He had a wonderful interview with Julie,
yeah,
where he was just funny and, well, at all.
Well, and once again, loud cheering for Johnny Mack.
They all mentioned it, too. He gets such loud cheers.
And they're like, and you even heard Steve say, I swear he has to have something to do with some kind of America vote. That's what everybody thinks about Johnny Mack.
He keeps saying, he's the twist. He's the twist.
Yeah, everyone thinks he was a twist.
The twist is going to be that he just stole 25 grand from you guys because he's going to win America's favorite, and you all suck. He actually came out and said everybody else in the house is boring. That's what Johnny Mack said in his post-interviews. He's like, everyone else is boring.
It's true.
You know, what's interesting, though, is that there was the difference between Austin going out and then Johnny Mack going out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe they filmed the Austin exit eviction with CBS employees, and they actually film a lot of that out of order.
Mm-hmm.
Like they film the introductory pieces with all the audience clapping and doing their cover shots. That's done afterwards so that the house guests don't know that there's an audience out there or they don't.
I was wondering that. I go, what? They don't hear everybody clapping? They can totally hear that.
Right. That's done. She does all of that afterwards. They come in.
Oh, that makes sense.
And actually they give them a little time to get ready. Because Julie Chen says, you know, house guests come into the living room, yada yada, right away, blah blah blah. It makes it sound like they're gonna do something right away, but then they had like 20 minutes before Julie went back to them to actually go through the POV and the eviction vote. Why Austin didn't bother to put on shoes then, I don't know. He wanted to be shoeless Judas.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's interesting. I was actually asking Brian that. I said, how can they not hear the cheers? But now that you say that, that makes sense that that's how they do it. Interesting. But no, I think you're right. I think the first eviction night was CBS employees. The second was probably a live audience.
Right, but that's why it was a more polite applause when Austin came out. I don't know what kind of response he'd get if he had a regular, you know.
Right. Audience.
Stacked audience. Right.
Right. Right. Right.
But they made that same comment about Johnny Mack the first time he went out.
They did. Mm-hmm. They did. He gets, look, listen, hear that applause. Yeah. It's, I think he's pretty much a shoo-in for America's favorite.
Oh, yeah.
I would love for him to be America's favorite, and I would love for him to get kind of a little Big Brother career out of it, you know, like stupid Brenchel. You know, I would like to have him come back and talk and host things and, you know.
Fornicate.
What?
And procreate.
Sure. That guy's going to be swimming in pussy.
Procreate like Team Brenchel.
But I'm just saying, he's going to get plenty of opportunities to do that because he's going to be swimming in pussy when he gets out of here.
He's going to be swimming around in mouth spit. Spit that out right there in a bowl.
He is a dentist and has probably quite a bit of money, right?
He's got
maybe
quite a bit
not
of money.
Yeah, he will. Someday he will. He's going to make a ton
of money.
He's
still young. He's still probably a lot.
He's set money-wise for life as long as he does his dentist stuff. He's hilarious. And he's going to win America's Favorite on Big Brother. That guy, as soon as he goes back home to Scranton, there's just going to be, like, a lineup of girls at his door ready to, like, suck him off.
Yeah, but I hate to say this. That's Scranton girls.
Well, there's some Sherman Oaks girls here that suck him off, too. If he just wants to walk the 3 miles down to Sherman Oaks here, there's a couple of Sherman Oaks girls he'll suck him off.
What's our podcast demographics? How many people have I just pissed off in Scranton?
I have no idea. Actually, I got a couple of my tweets got favorited by Johnny Mack's family who run his Johnny Mack Twitter.
Nice.
So that was exciting for me. But we'll talk about that.
I'm gonna let you run my Twitter account next year.
I get a lot of favorites from weird things. I don't know. But yeah, so Johnny Mac goes home, and then we don't know who's going to be
anything
yet, because now we're at the final three, Vanessa, yep. Steve, Liz. This is it. It's going to be one of these three. At the end of the show, I turn to Brian and I go, so now do I want Liz to win? Was the question I asked myself, because, you know, do I want Steve to win? Maybe. I wouldn't be upset about that.
Yeah.
Do I want Liz to win? Hell no. Do I want Vanessa to win? No, but out of everybody, she's the only one that really played any game.
Yeah.
So, is she probably going to? If she makes it to Final Two against either one of them, yes?
Yeah, she probably will.
And if it's a Liz and Steve finale, I'm just gonna snooze through it. Because at this point, if Steve takes Liz, you only need 5 votes to win. Liz already would have 2. She only needs 3.
Liz could have 3.
Yeah.
If Vanessa is sour grapes.
If Vanessa is sour grapes, so she could have 3. Now, this is why, and this is why, Vanessa, you were telling me this, Brian.
Oh, what?
Why you thought Vanessa...
Oh, kicked out Johnny Mac?
Kicking out Johnny Mac over Liz was a smart move for Vanessa.
Might be.
On several levels, not just the obvious levels, but then the other level is that Steve might be more inclined to bring her to the final two because he's worried that she already has 2 votes mm-hmm. and would only need another 3.
Yeah, so he would be worried about bringing... It would be a very, like, rock and hard place for him because I could take Vanessa, who's played a really good game... Or I could take Liz, who's already got 2 votes in her favor automatically.
Right. So I think that he wanted to stack.
And she's got HOH wins mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Like, they both have, like, good
and
resumes.
And if you keep Johnny Mac in the house, Steve would bring Johnny Mac on multiple levels. One, they're friends, and they wanted to bring each other to the final two since, like, whatever. But two, of course he's going to bring Johnny Mac. Yeah. He's got the least amount of wins of everybody that's left. Yep.
Although in Johnny Mac's exit interview, he said he would have scumbagged Steve.
He did say he would have scumbagged
Steve. He said he would have, if it were between him, Steve, and Liz, he would have taken Liz, definitely.
Yeah.
Wow.
But
you want to win the game, right?
But I don't know how true that is. I don't. If I was Johnny Mac and I had to choose Steve or Liz, I might still pick Steve.
Oh no, what are you, stupid?
Maybe.
If you don't want to win, if you don't want to win, take anybody but Liz. Your best chance, any of those other three, the best chance is going with Liz.
I don't know, Liz already has 2 votes.
It doesn't matter.
And you have Austin in the jury house now talking everybody up about Liz.
Austin's not gonna be a big deal. Austin was bitter when he got to the jury house, but I don't think he's gonna poison him. He's only gonna be in there a week. Other people have been in there for 6 weeks already. You know, 5 weeks.
Right.
I just don't see the poison being there. And whoever is going out from the final three isn't going to see any of the jury members. They're just going to come out on stage and they're going to give them the question to read.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be no poisoning of the jury by the last person going out.
I don't know.
What if it were Johnny Mac and Steve? Okay, so now you have Austin, Liz, Vanessa, and Julia out there. Are you going to say that all 4 of them, who are those 4 going to vote for? Steve would be the one that had his hand in getting most of them out. Do they like Johnny Mac?
Yeah.
You know, do they go for Johnny Mac or do they go for Steve?
I don't know.
Because I have no idea where those... You know, once people are out of the house, I have no idea where their real alliances would have been if they had gone farther.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Austin's alliance would have been if he got to the final 3.
Right.
You know, I have no idea. So without knowing that, I don't know how they're going to vote in jury.
Right. You have no idea.
You only know how, you only, you only have a really good guess on where two of the votes are if Liz is in the final.
That's it.
But still, it's a 9-person jury.
Yes. Well, let's discuss when they showed Austin coming into the
jury house,
because he was like aggressive from point one.
Now that was Sunday's. Was that?
That's the only person we saw enter the jury house this week.
Was that on Wednesday? Did we see that? Oh, yeah, that's right. We did see them on the Wednesday night show.
Yeah. So we had Austin. No, I think it was on Sunday show. Regardless.
He got kicked off on Tuesday.
Regardless, he, you saying he was bitter was right.
So bitter.
He was aggressive from the minute he walked in. He's like, Vanessa, blah, blah, blah. And then they said, well, you have to, so then Shelley says, well, you have to hand it to Vanessa, though. She got all of us out. We got. And he's like,
had a hand in taking us all out.
No, she's a terrible person. I hate her, and I will tell you why.
And the only person willing to be like she didn't play a flawless game was Jackie. And I don't think Jackie was willing to say that Vanessa didn't get everybody out and didn't do a good job getting everybody out. Vanessa was probably thinking, well, she could have played a better game than Vanessa has actually played. Her game hasn't been flawless, but don't give her that, but at the same time, don't be angry that she got you out, which is all where Austin was coming from.
Right. Mm-hmm. I don't understand that he still didn't have shoes.
Yeah, he had a hat. To the house
he had a hat.
Yeah.
It was suspension of disbelief. It was like magic.
Right.
He got his hat, but not his shoes.
Yeah, he got his hat, but not his shoes. That's like a country song.
I think he's coming to the finale night shoeless, too.
That would be funny.
Probably kind of.
It's probably going to be the only thing anybody talks about him in the future. Remember when he came?
You know, realistically, what are they going to talk about with these people on finale night?
I don't know.
The people that might have been able to play a game were evicted before jury. So they're really not. Yeah, they're not going to talk to Jeff. They're not going to talk to Audrey. They're not going to talk to Davon. They're not going to talk to Jason. Okay? I don't really know if Jace would have had an effect on the game or not. But they're going to come out so late in the show that they're not going to talk to them at all. And the people that are actually on the jury, there's really nobody I want to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
There's no story there because there was no gameplay there. You know, are they just going to talk to Austin and Johnny Mack? And maybe have James come up and spook somebody?
That'd be funny.
You know, it's going to be like Julie Chen's going to have to really use her powers, her interview powers, to get something to these people. Because there wasn't a lot of game in these people.
Yeah, no, there wasn't. There definitely wasn't. Well, that's where we're at.
It would be so interesting if this game were flipped and the people that were on the jury were evicted first and the people that were evicted first were in the jury. It would be a much different game.
Well, yeah.
That would be Big Brother.
No, I'm just saying if the actual evictions happened in the other...
Oh, way. In a different order.
If Audrey and Davon and Jeff were still in the house and Jason.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Because it wasn't much of a final six.
Nope, not at all.
As far as gameplay goes,
mm-mm.
You know, you had a trio... I mean, why should Julia and Liz have even been in there? As soon as you knew that there was a twin twist, you just vote the twin out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I guess the whole reason was is they had such a big group, and the big group says, well, if we've got six on our side, seven is better.
Well, that's what I was saying when they wanted to even bring Julia in. They knew about the twist because they figured it out. And then they said, oh, well, if we make it to this week, she gets to come in. Why? I said, why? Why on earth would anybody think that's a good idea? But Shelley and Clay and Austin thought it was a good idea, and so they brought her on in.
They were part of the big group, and who had power? Who was HOH all those weeks?
But it doesn't matter. They're already a big – it didn't matter. At the end of the day, they were a big enough group to control the house with or without that last vote of Julia coming into the fold. Now, anybody else would see that this is just one more person I have to vote out. This is just one more person that is going to be linked very closely to Liz and now Austin. right?
Yeah, but look at it. If
why did you not? Why, they created that alliance.
Well, I mean,
they
I can explain it on their side of it, because if I'm Shelley or Clay and I'm a showmance, I want to bring the showmance into the house, and I want to bring the showmance's sister into the house. So now there's a target of three, which is bigger than the target of two. So anytime that you can make a bigger target out of somebody, even if those bigger targets are in your own alliance, that's great, because then they're not good. Then if the other side does get into power, presumably they're not coming after you. They're mm-hmm. coming after the big power. The only problem was is when the other side, when James finally did get into power, he didn't go after the big guns. He went after Shelley and Clay instead of Austin Liz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I definitely don't know. It's crazy. And if it was me, I would have been like, hell no, we're not bringing in a twin. Hell no, we're not bringing in a twin. Not only is it one more person I have to fight against, it's one more person that's going to be linked to this over here. That does nothing for me. Does nothing for me. But that's just me. That's just me.
But that worked out to Johnny Mac's benefit, though. Because he was able to stay in the middle and just ride the wave. All the way to his first eviction.
That yeah, was I was like, going to say.
I mean, but, you know, he rode it all the way. And you're able to be their little lapdog for a little while. It's like, yeah, I'll go on the block. I'll throw a B.O.B. for you. I'll be your buddy.
Yeah, I don't know. If it was me, I would have been like, are you guys stupid? No. And then they would have voted me out because I was going against the team. But that's why I can't be on Big Brother.
Another thing that was real interesting in Johnny Mac's exit interviews is he said how much of a Big Brother fan he is. He's watched all the shows since season two. He watches the live feeds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the hardest thing for him to do was to tell people in the house that he only watched like season 14, 15, and 16.
Mm-hmm.
And he said there was so much talk in the house with Steve and Jason and Devon about the history of the game and, you know, who got evicted fifth in season 10.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't able to do anything with that because it would sort of blow his cover. Mm-hmm. He's over there. It's like, yeah, I know everything that was going on, but I couldn't say anything. I didn't believe them.
That's hilarious.
Oh, Johnny Mac.
So you really think Johnny Mac's going to get America's favorite?
Who's I do.
Oh, yeah.
James?
Yeah, James is locked for second, yeah.
And I think the only one that may take it from Johnny Mac is James.
Yeah, it could be possible.
But I do think it's going to be Johnny Mac.
I would think, you know, if James was in the final five, he'd be better.
Mm-hmm.
He went out earlier, and then America's vote is until this last week and a half, so people tend to forget about James when you're not seeing him on the, you know, when you're not seeing him on TV.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I agree, and I think Johnny Mac's going to win it.
Or if they'll totally surprise us and all our perceptions are wrong and Vanessa will win.
Blarg.
I don't know. People seem to, I mean, people really like from blogs and chat rooms and stuff. People really like this season. I'm not really happy about this season.
Moonves.
Not the forum I'm on. Everybody hates the season.
But it's like, I liked last year a whole lot better, although Derek, unless he made like a really big, and that was like a common theme of our podcast last year, is like, well, Derek's going to win this. Unless he makes a big mistake here, Derek is going to coast. And it's like, well, unless he really fucks up here, Derek's going to coast.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and 15, I thought, had a more interesting group of people on it.
The season of shame?
No, 15, not 9.
No.
Season of racism.
Season of racism, I should say.
I like those. It was a good season.
Save for the racism.
Yeah, save for the teepee. Your guy going to his teepee. What was that guy's name? Where he was like, I'm Cherokee. He slick back hair.
I can't remember.
That guy.
You had Aaron and...
Means so nothing to me. I don't remember anybody else from that season. Aaron,
well, he had Helen and Alyssa.
Helen, Alyssa, Aaron, and...
Oh, the Chicago
Andy.
Asian.
And right. Andy.
And Andy, and you had Howard. You had Howard, and I can't remember the girlfriend, Howard. The black guy, the black bodybuilder. You don't remember Howard?
No.
He was part of the racism things.
No.
Oh, I vaguely remember him.
Then the girl was on there because they flipped her bed. I can't remember her name.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, because they were all terrible people.
No, oh, but it was an entertaining season.
If you like watching terrible people.
Yeah, but terrible people are fine. I don't mind watching terrible people. They can't do it every year. But, I mean, it's not bad to have controversy in the...
No, it's not. No, I agree. Les Moonves agrees. The forums that Brian is on says it's a terrible season.
Oh, yeah, Reddit Big Brother just hates everybody except for Johnny Mac, pretty much.
Yeah, but Reddit, the Reddit Big Brothers, oh, they're conspiracy theorists on that. And
not as much, because they get shot down and told they're idiots all the time.
Well, yeah, it's because the other people that are going on there are going, no, you're a fucking idiot. I try not to go there.
Your opinion is duly noted and put into the
That's why I'll just watch my own feeds and draw my own opinion.
Good. You do that. So let's get to everybody's favorite segment here on the show.
Oh, shit. I didn't think of that.
Big Brother. Oh, shit.
Cheers.
Cheers. And cheers. All right. On the spot.
Okay, my cheers. I just like that. I'm going to give my cheers this week to Vanessa just because it was cool to see Austin like totally blown away by an eviction. It was the only one all year that was like a holy shit, I'm going.
What the hell? Yeah, no, that was pretty good.
Like, it was like Danielle from season 14 or her boyfriend.
Right. Yeah.
It was like those were great. You just wanted to see the jaws drop. So this one was wonderful. And then he went out with no shoes, so that was...
Which was great.
It was a good touch.
Totally great. Definitely made a moment. What is your jeer for this week? Besides everything. Besides everything else.
You know, when you get to this point in time, you really can't say that... I mean, there's not so much a jeer at this point. You can disagree with people's gameplay, but you never know what's going to... You know, you never know if somebody's going to win out. You can't change that, no matter what you think your strategies are. And they're all using the Skittle strategy this year.
I've noticed Skittles sitting around a lot.
Yeah, but, well, I mean, that's so
easy. I did, because I love Skittles.
That's exactly what I would do. I would try to have some sort of marker for each person. You just sit down there and you do your little diagrams of how you get to the final two and how you win.
Do your candy math.
I mean, I'd be doing that from, like, 10 guests forward.
Right.
I'd be doing that from day one.
Sure you would.
I need my Skittles. I need to start figuring this out.
How do I get to the final two?
I need some M&Ms, too, because there's not enough colors.
I got to tell you, I don't pay attention that much to days anymore. I used to try to concentrate on days.
Mm-hmm.
That was a hard competition for me when I was watching it, just because it was like, oh man, it's like, I have no idea what they did. You know, if I can get it within the right, you know, in the groups of 10, yeah, I was like in the 40s, that was in the 60s. I was good.
Right. Yeah, no, I was not even close. I could never do the days. Yeah, I could never do the days.
But they've been studying and studying and studying and studying.
Well, if you got nothing else to do and you're actually in there, you know, it's a little different than when you have a real life and other things to actually worry about.
But I think when you get down to the final five, they should be like cutting back on the food and like increasing the alcohol. Because there's less things to watch on the feeds. You know, you got to have something. I mean, the HOH room is closed off, so pretty much they're either in the kitchen, the bathroom, or a bedroom.
I would just be in the bathroom for hours.
Just hanging out?
Yeah, I would hide a book somewhere. I know they only let you bring in a Bible, but I would like hide a book. I would somehow hide a book. I
only bring religious texts in.
Huh? I would somehow hide a book. I would like.
See what I do? I just take that Big Brother rule book in with me into the bathroom and just find a way to disqualify somebody.
Right? Yeah.
Like somebody, this is the rule. It's written down right here. Now she's in the final three, but she's out.
Get him out.
Get him out. I'm going to the final two. I don't care that I didn't win either of the first two parts of the HOH. The rules that clearly say this. And if you don't kick her out, then I'm going to wait till it's live TV on finale night, and I'm going to make it known.
Well, those are the cheers and jeers, and they are final. All right, everybody. It's time for
Twitter.
Thank you. So Twitters this week, or tweets, or however, whatevers.
Tweetsies.
We all know that number one fan Patrick has stopped watching Big Brother.
He says that. I don't believe him.
I don't believe him either.
We'll see. We got Mommy of Avery saying she's around.
She's back! Yay!
She never left.
She's still around and listening every week. Sorry she's been too quiet, and thanks for the shout-out.
Aw, no problem, Mommy of Avery.
I let her know that we love her.
Yes, we do.
Now, here's where you find out if Patrick is actually not watching or not. You never believe a word he says, because he sends in to us, "Shit finally got real, like really real." Hashtag eat it, bitch.
That in reference to Austin?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And the other thing I just really wanted to note here is that, like I said, we got favorited by Johnny Mac's family, yeah, who's running his Twitter account. Back earlier in the week, I said Johnny Mac seems pretty solid for Spinal 3. However, there's still a POV to find out. I would die if he goes out fourth. And his family favorited that.
I'm glad
that
you're still here and not dead.
I would die. And then also they favorited my tweet that says they put up a thing of go vote for Johnny Mac is America's favorite. And I put, what do you want? And then I said, of course I want this. And they favorited it.
What do you want, lady?
What do you want, lady?
Yeah, whatever.
So I got two of those, two of my tweets favorited by
nice.
Johnny Mac's family, which is killer awesome. So I got my hookup there for later.
I see some favorites from Norma G, so she's still around too.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep, she's listening. But not for Big Brother.
Big Brother, oh.
She favorited that I said thank you, Amoeba Music, for making this happen with a jet lagged but still amazingly sweet and awesome Frank Turner. For those of you that are Frank Turner fans, he is a UK musician, if you didn't know. We got to meet him at Amoeba this past week, and he was sweet and hugged us and was amazingly amazing. And
very cool.
Amoeba retweeted a shit ton of my tweets, too. Like, anytime I talked about going to see Frank Turner that day, they retweeted me. And eventually, I just kept doing it to see if they would continue to retweet me always. You know, like, I would mention it, like, every couple of hours just to see if they would retweet me, and they would.
They kept it. They kept it up.
They kept going. But, yeah, no, it's I'm sad about Johnny Mac.
Yes.
He needs to win America's Favorite, so please go vote. I know some people are having problems voting.
We got till the 21st, midnight on the 21st, I believe.
Right, but that's right, Monday.
Was that a Big Brother Reddit conspiracy now?
Yeah, well, no. It's not a Reddit conspiracy, but I did see it on Big Brother Grapevine that people were posting that how come it says I'm at my max of votes, and somebody emailed CBS, and then they copied CBS's email in where the email says we know we're working on it.
Ah.
But I don't know what that means and if it's been fixed.
Johnny Mac has broken the internet.
He has broke, just like CM Punk, he broke the internet. Soda. Root beer. But I really want, so go vote on CBS.com for Johnny Mac. I love him.
Yeah, vote for Johnny Mac. All right.
So the question is now. We have to do our final predictions.
All right.
Allison?
Who's going first?
You are.
Me? Oh, I'm going first? Sorry, I had to readjust my headphones. I think... Who is going to win? Is that what we're saying? Who's going to win?
I think so. He just said predictions and didn't say anything else.
Okay, who's going to be the final two? Who's going to win?
The final two, I think, is going to be... I think it's going to be... Vanessa and... Liz. Because at this point, I'm hoping Steve wins nothing for throwing that final POV. I think it's going to be Vanessa and Liz, and I think Vanessa's going to win.
I think it's going to be Steven, Vanessa, and Vanessa's going to win. What do you think, Big Brother Mike?
I think it's going to be Vanessa and Liz, and Vanessa wins.
All right.
At this point, I really just want Steve to get so close he can taste it and really just have it haunt him until the day he dies. On his tombstone, it's going to say, "Here lies Steve," whatever his last name is.
Third place.
Not third place. It's going to say, "I never should have thrown that comp."
I am Victoria.
Yes, he is. I think Liz is kind of the Victoria, but...
She's going to go to the final. No, she's going to go to the final two. She's going to be the...
At this point, though, Liz is still the Victoria of these final three here.
Because she's actually done... She's won pretty well. She's won two POV. She's won three HOHs. She survived only being in the house like half the time for 4 weeks. So she survived knowing that... this is her argument. She survived all those weeks with everyone knowing that there was a pair in the house, and then she survived with her sister being in the house when they were big targets. And a showmance, and she won competitions when she needed it. So she's against Steve. She's got a pretty good resume.
Mm-hmm. But you have to think though.
The only problem
this season, there really weren't any players outside of Johnny Mac, who even still had a few wins of things. The people who weren't really winning stuff, they were kind of weeded out. There really weren't any major floaters. Steve has wins
Austin,
under...
Austin
Steve,
didn't have much.
Austin did not have much, but he's gone.
Austin had an HOH for him to have gone to the,
Yeah. But this season, people were going for the wins. It seemed like people were going for the wins. Yeah, people were going for the wins. Vanessa's got wins under her belt. Liz has wins under her belt. Steve even has wins under his belt.
Before she got kicked out, Shelly had a lot of wins.
James had some wins.
Vanessa's got four HOHs and two POVs. Steve's got, or three POVs, and Steve's got three HOHs and I think two POVs.
I can check these stats. Hold on. Number one.
It's close. I mean, I think it's like nine. And Vanessa's been on the block once, I believe. Liz twice.
I can tell you all of this in a minute.
Well, I'm just doing it off the top of my head. I don't need Steve's stats. I mean, I'll be close.
I'll tell you in a minute. But the thing is the point being is that there really, this whole season, there really weren't many people who weren't going for wins.
Well, I'm just saying that if it is finally, since we all agree that it'll probably be Liz and Vanessa, let's talk about what happens if it's Steve and Liz.
Mm-hmm.
What happens? Although Liz actually has a better resume than Steve, I don't think she can convince a jury. I don't think she can put together a cohesive argument to say why she deserves to win.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And I think Steve has been practicing that for a week now.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's able to pull it off, I think he can win. I think it'll be close. I think it could be 5-4, 6-3.
I think at the end of the day, it will be relatively close if it goes that way. Here's how it breaks down. Vanessa has four HOH wins and three veto wins.
And two nominations, or one nomination.
Hold on. Two nominations, and she was a have not once.
Okay.
Liz has three HOH wins, one less, one BOB win, and one veto win. And Liz has been on the block three times.
Three times, right.
How many have-nots has she had?
Liz has been a have-not once.
Okay.
Steve...
Yeah, they really insulated her from that have-nots.
Yeah. Steve has had three HOH wins, one BOB win, and two veto wins.
And he
has been on the block five times.
Yeah. And
have-nots?
One have-not.
One have-not.
It seems like they kind of spread out. Everybody's just been a have-not once from what we've seen.
Well, they were sort of at a certain point saying, okay, who hasn't been yet, who hasn't?
Yeah, they've spread. There's nobody who has been a have-not twice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no.
Johnny Mac hasn't been a have-not more than once?
No, Johnny Johnny Mac has been a have not only once.
Wow.
According to Steve's notes. But he has been nominated 9 times.
Yeah.
More than anybody else. And he also has the most veto wins out of everybody.
I see, it's hard because when you throw the Battle of Block in there, you know, so that twice as many people are nominated and there's an extra level of competition wins with so many throwing of the Battle of the Blocks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't count any of the Battle of Block wins as wins.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily count Battle of the Block nominations as nominations unless you stay nominated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's a little bit more difficult to put together the spreadsheet and really do a comparative analysis of the of the year when you do something like that.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, Johnny Mac has been nominated the most times, and he has the most veto wins. He also has a special comp win. But he has – the total number of comp wins is Vanessa 7 with the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's relatively close.
It's all – that's the point I'm making. That is really the point I was making in that statement, not to say whatever.
But, I mean, the closest vote is a Steve Liz final.
Yes, 100%. Oh,
yeah. And that's really the only way that Liz has a chance of winning.
Yes, yes. So
I've been disappointed so much this year.
Yeah.
That I don't want it to go down to that, you know, to that final HOH competition, have Steve win it.
Mm-hmm.
I go, oh good, this is great. Now we can throw Vanessa to the curb finally after she's done all this work and all this paranoia and all this covering her ass all season long where you can just sort of kick her to the side of the road. Like 40 minutes before the end of the broadcast and then bring Liz to him only to have the jury totally fuck it up by voting Liz as the winner.
Yeah.
Then I'd be shooting arrows from here.
Yeah. Dipped in gasoline.
Burn it all down. The world.
Burn it all down.
Burn it down.
You don't deserve this. Anywho, we'll find out on Sunday. It doesn't all start Sunday. Sunday's going to be the reminiscing episode and the
first part of the
first
HOH.
Part of the HOH.
The first part of the HOH.
The second part will be on.
Probably show the Wednesday will be the second part HOH, the third part in the live vote.
Yeah. So we're getting to the nitty gritty here, guys. This is it. This is the last. This is the last.
Yeah, this is it.
Penultimate, as Big Brother Mike said. Remember when I used penultimate wrong that one time?
And I took you to task.
You did. Yeah. You dragged me right across the coals.
Listen, I know what words mean.
You do know what words mean.
So now I'm thinking. Now I'm thinking. I've scaled back on work a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not fueling my life. So I think I need just more of this weekly interaction. So I'm thinking. I just saying, just throwing it out there.
You start your own podcast completely independent of us.
No.
Oh.
I'm just saying, like, the Amazing Race is starting on Sunday with an all-new cast, so maybe it would be fun to, like, have an Amazing Race podcast.
Really? I remember doing one, and I didn't think it was that fun.
Yeah, no. unless the Twitterverse or emails come in saying, we need this. Don't go back to doing All Righteous One once every 2 or 3 weeks. Do Amazing Race. Unless the demand is there, I am not doing Amazing Race. I got so Amazing Race. I haven't even watched Amazing Race for like 4 years.
Since we stopped doing it because we got so burnt out on it.
So burnt out on
it. Well, how about
if we didn't even finish that season with Brendan and Rachel. We didn't even finish it. We got so sick of covering it.
Yeah.
How about maybe we do political podcasts?
I hate
We do like, yeah, but that's just great because you're just like the, you know, the person with, like, no opinion. You just come in there and go, I hate them all.
Or I'll be shown as the idiot who doesn't follow politics. How about this? I'll throw this out there for you guys.
Okay. while we're throwing things out there.
While we're throwing ideas for
you. Maybe with the bathwater.
I will do another podcast with the two of you, but... CM Punk podcast. Sorry.
There's not enough to talk about CM Punk week
we
to week.
We could be talking about on October 9th, he's going to trial. Come on, there's so much to talk about.
What are we
going to
talk about until October 9th?
Training for UFC. The dude who called him out on Twitter?
All that fan fiction area doesn't count. Yeah. And it's not podcast worthy.
Hey, I got to tell you something, Allison.
Yes.
I didn't know it, but my next door neighbor is a wrestling star.
I heard, well, not a wrestling star.
Oh, I would call him a star.
You live next door to Cheeseburger?
No, he does not live next door to Cheeseburger. But I did see that I was sent an email with an old MySpace page. So, yeah, he was a local wrestler.
Oh, really?
I guess.
Yeah.
None of the pictures seem really good, so I don't know how good he was.
And he's, like, never told me anything about it. So I'm waiting for the next time to see him and
ask him if he knows CM Punk.
Taking the dogs out, go, hey, Whiplash, how you doing?
Yeah, what's his wrestling name? Whiplash?
Whiplash.
That is such a 1996 wrestler name.
And I always kind of felt bad when he'd look at me funny because he had long hair before.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, nobody wears long hair. I mean, it was like long hair. And I'd always walk up to him and say, get a haircut, hippie.
Yeah.
You know, like a curmudgeon-y old man. Get a haircut, hippie. And then all of a sudden he cut all his hair off because the wrestling outfit that he was with went under. So it's like, okay, now I'm cutting my hair.
Who was he wrestling with?
PRC.
PRC?
Yeah. Mm. Or PW's per... Preston Wrestling Company?
PWC.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
So he was wrestling up until recently?
Up until, like, January of 15, I think, is when it went away.
So what? Is he going to go somewhere else, or is he done?
No, I think he's... he was a tag team champ, man. That's all I got to say. He was a tag team champion. I think I've seen the belt.
Oh, really?
Think so. So next time you're in town, next time you're visiting the Midwest Not Make Friends podcast broadcast center, you'll be able to go next door and visit Whiplash.
There you go. I'm excited. No, I did see that, but when I got sent a MySpace page, I didn't really see how legit. I couldn't tell how legit this person. Was or was
well,
not.
It was hard finding stuff now because it's gone. So a lot of the sites are down and it's harder to find stuff. And it's like, okay.
Okay. No, fair enough. No, it's always cool.
Hey, they've had Roddy at their events. Rowdy.
Yeah.
They've had Ric Flair. They've had Sting at their events.
If it's PWC, yeah. I mean, PWC is, I mean, we know that. PWC, I didn't know they went under recently, but no, we know PWC, so.
I think that was it. I thought that's what I was told.
Yeah. No, that's, I mean, it's no Ring of Honor, but I mean, PWC's alright.
Alright.
They're alright.
Probably good friends with Punk.
I'm hoping.
They're about the same age.
That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe they even went to school together.
I'm hoping.
Oh, no, that would not be right because this guy is not, the guy is the, his wife is from the area. He is not from the area.
Oh. I think he's still from, might know him though. You never know. Paths can cross.
I think he was further downstate.
But wrestling paths cross, you know, if he was actually traveling on the road.
On the circuit.
If he was actually on the circuit as opposed to just wrestling in one location, he was actually doing the circuit.
So the bad guys are called what?
Heels.
Okay, and the good guys are called?
Faces.
Faces, so, and then when the face...
Oh, baby faces, you
know. When the baby face turns into a heel, he's doing a heel turn, right?
Correct.
So I'm going to ask him if he was a heel or a baby face and he ever do the heel turn.
Yes.
And he'll be, like, really impressed with me.
Yes. So thank you guys so much for listening. Subscribe on iTunes, Twitter us, email us, check out our website, go on our Facebook, and thank you so much for listening.
Oh yeah!
We'll be back one more time for more Big Brother, and here's hoping that, I guess, Vanessa wins, and more importantly, that Johnny Mac wins America's Favorite. So go vote for Johnny Mac on CBS.com. Thanks so much for listening, everybody, and we'll be back next weekend. I'm happy, 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 I'm happy,
feeling bad.
Oh, we forgot to talk like a pirate today. Okay, fire the computer back up. Arrgh, it's talk like a pirate day. Arrgh. Can you see Johnny Mac talk like a pirate?
Isn't that just every day for him?
Mom, oh, arrgh.